Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about food. And while it's our one and only purpose to give you the means to make the very best food decisions for good health and good flavor and good fats, we are aware that some of you may not want the real truth. Like the truth about how you think that packaged oatmeal is free of toxic levels of mercury. Like how you think that organic fruit you bought is better for you. Like how you think you'll lose weight by avoiding fats. No, for some of you, your happiness depends on your ignorance. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, baby, but we think you can handle the truth. And yes, we ordered the code red. This is Food Fight Radio, kids, the only radio show that gets rough with roughage and sadistic with steak. Today on Food Fight, we'll be highlighting the top 10 food fads of 2013. It's a walk down memory lane, and later, meat salads. Just because it's going to be New Year doesn't mean I've lost my hatred of vegetables. And right now, we've got Dave the Vitamin Guy to talk about curing autism with supplements. So autism is, I want to say, new-ish, only because, people, I guess, have always had it. But it's either there, you know, there are more cases of it now, or it might just be because now people can differentiate those that have it and say people who might just be a bit dumber. Now you can tell the difference. So now we have something to beat.
Yep. Yeah, autism has become more and more prevalent, particularly in the last 10-plus years. And what makes autism so interesting is that not all the symptoms are accompanying each child. There's a variety of different symptoms which might tend to demonstrate that the child has autism, but they're not, again, necessarily the same for everyone.
So how do they tell? What are some of the symptoms?
Well, a lot of the symptoms are when they're unable to express themselves verbally or with using hand gestures. A lot of times it's the testing out. They're reacting physically, to situations.
So like an unwillingness or inability to speak about things.
Right, to communicate.
And
verbally
I'm assuming
or,
that we're right. talking about kids that are old enough to speak, not like people are saying, hey, my baby isn't talking.
Yeah. Usually by the time a child turns roughly three, they begin to verbalize and or communicate in other forms using hand gestures or other expressions. And what seems to be prevalent in people who are demonstrating the signs of autism is they have this inability to do that.
Okay, so that's probably like a number one thing that you watch out for, is the kid should be talking, but really isn't.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you get them tested, which I assume they have some sort of test for this, and let's, hope the kid isn't like hard of hearing, because that would be a number one way that the kid would be really unwilling right. to speak. And then what do doctors generally do to treat kids with autism? I know that there are special classes.
Yeah, well, doctors prescribe medications. You may have heard, there's a lot of people who sincerely believe that prescriptions are overprescribed, particularly for autism. One of the medications you may have heard about is Ritalin, and it's questionable as to how effective it works.
I thought that was for ADD.
Well, it could be for ADD too, and keep in mind that ADD could be one of the cofactors that accompanies autism or symptoms with autism. Again, we're looking at a really broad-based
spectrum. A kid that gets super bored
spectrum.
By boring stuff. I don't really think of that as a disease. I just think you're boring that kid.
Well again, what's going on is we have a really broad spectrum, and that's what makes this situation so interesting.
Kind of makes it difficult, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
Like might actually be drugging a kid that's perfectly normal. Maybe that kid's just really smart.
Well again, that's
and
why...
And you're boring him.
Right, well, that's why, again, you want to see how many of the symptoms, and again, it's pretty broad-based. Repetitive body movements is another thing they're looking for. In other words, just because a child exhibits one symptom or maybe even two, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going on. So, if that's why it's important to know what the majority of the symptoms are or appear to be before you can make a determination.
So it's difficult to tell. And doctors have a tendency to prescribe something because when you see a doctor, you expect results. And of course, the doctor wants to help you out by giving you results. So he says, okay, I can help you with this problem. Here's the only thing that I know how to do that my boss, the hospital, will let me do. And that's give you this prescription for this powerful drug that's basically going to sedate your kid into not being a kid. So then you're locked in. I mean, once you start treating your kid with this drug, you're basically locked in. So we're talking today about how you can kind of tackle autism naturally without Ritalin, without powerful drugs, by doing it with just supplements.
Yeah, brain scans are becoming more prevalent, and being able to determine what's going on in the child's brain. And if a child has like four or more of the more common symptoms of autism.
Well, what are some of the other symptoms? We talked about two. What are some more? Like eating only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or, you know, burying your watch in the backyard repeatedly?
Yeah,
like what?
Definitely too many times.
What are we looking for here?
You know, understanding.
Being obsessed with Yo Gabba Gabba? Yeah. I mean, we're...
Yeah, not being able to understand language, not being able to know and or understand when they're even being spoken to. Just a complete...
Ignoring you.
Well, like
maybe
a complete void of, well.
I don't know. I'm thinking there's a lot of bored, ticked off kids out there.
Well, again, that's why
that have a tendency to pick their nose repeatedly, and you're going to mistake these for autism symptoms.
Well, that's why, again, that's why I think that brain scans are more prevalent now, because, again, just because a child expresses.
Because you can't tell from the kid's behavior at all. Really. You really can't. You can't be sure.
Not necessarily.
So get a brain scan.
Not necessarily. Well, yeah. And of course, you know, you're going to hear some people who don't necessarily want their child's brain to be scanned. Because
what? You don't want irradiated weird things? No slicing through your kid's cranium?
The key is this, is that.
Lightning speed?
Brain scans can help. And if you can, even if the child isn't autistic, but if the child seems to demonstrate some of the, you know, the patterns exhibited, and if the brain scan basically corroborates
the two go hand in hand.
And that's when you can make a determination.
Parent, not the doctor. You know what? Don't listen to the doctor. Don't listen to a doctor.
Yeah,
you know
the,
your
the,
kid,
the,
and if your kid is acting funny, you might be the only one that is aware that your kid is acting like not your kid.
Yeah,
so
and, right.
With the supplements, if I assume my kid might be that way, can I give them the supplements? And if they're not autistic, it would help them out?
That's the good thing.
Yeah, so
that's
these,
the good thing.
That's the nice thing about vitamins and stuff.
Well,
they'll help you pretty much no matter what. And worst case scenario, it won't hurt you. And it's almost impossible to OD on most of them.
The magic word is side effects. And you know what's interesting? I love when people ask me, what are the side effects? Because there's always an insinuation that a side effect is negative. And I like to stress that side effects can also be very positive, especially when you take things like probiotics and fish oil and all these other things. I mean, to facilitate better neurological circuitry, I mean, the science is so valid. I mean, there's no doctor that will dispute this. And a lot of the more responsible
doctors.
They
won't dispute it, but they'll say they can't confirm or deny, and they can't market
many
it.
Of them
they can't
will,
sell it in their pharmacy, so therefore they refuse to really even
talk
about
it. Many of
it.
Them, right, but the key is this. I mean, it's basically been validated by the medical community.
Brain
scans don't lie. And one thing to stress about a child who may be autistic is that we know that the child obviously is going to grow up and they're going to go through a lot of really, you know, nice changes, and the brain is going to change. So when you take fish oil to enhance, well, I just like to call it hydration, keeping the brain hydrated, making
your brain has a lot of fat in it.
Right.
A lot of fat makes up your brain. Which is why I think people who go on no-fat diets are starving their brain, which is basically
definitely
true.
Definitely.
So you
when
you want to nourish your brain, you nourish your brain with fish oils.
Yeah, definitely. And I always say this, even to adults, you know, if you have a cell phone, by all means, continue to use it, especially in a case of emergency, but try and cut down on that. you know, that radiation just zaps it right out of your brain.
Again, there is absolutely no proof of that. And thanks for bringing up a weird, controversial issue. Don't change the channel, folks. Dave the Vitamin Guy is actually a very smart individual.
Well, the just
we won't hold it
against
you.
Put it this way. Put it this way. For a child who may be autistic, I mean, you definitely want to keep them away from a lot of.
Well, it won't help.
Yeah,
yeah, giving
definitely.
Them open access to your phone, no matter how cool it is, no matter how many apps are on there, no matter how many games are on there, maybe don't let them have 24-hour access to the phone. Give them an iPod instead.
Oh, well.
So fish oil, any particular kind of fish oil?
High levels, even though DHA, most doctors are really big on the DHA, and of course DHA is wonderful, but to really change what they call the organic brain chemistry and enhanced neurological circuitry, the studies that I'm more impressed with are the EPAs, particularly
DHA
in what they
EPA.
Call the right frontal cortex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and most of
which continues to grow and develop after you are born. So you do want to nourish your brain, kid's brain continually, even after they're born. That's a big part of the reason why people recommend to pregnant women that they take fish oil while they're pregnant. That helps the developing brain. And of course, grown-ups are also supposed to continue to take fish oil as grown-ups basically every day of their lives.
Yeah, here's another controversial tidbit, but it's grounded in fact. Dr. Adrian Raine, who's probably my favorite, you know, neurologist or neurobiologist. Actually, I keep telling everybody he's at University of Southern California. Apparently now he's in Pittsburgh now, or in Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania. But he did brain scans on some of California's most violent criminal offenders, and he noted that that there were no exceptions. Every one of them had a
diminished frontal lobe.
Yeah, they basically had.
I'm watching Dave the Vitamin Guy's charades here, and I figured out the crazy weird stuff he was doing with his hands meant that he was talking about a frontal lobe.
Yeah. Right.
So diminished frontal lobe. Okay. Yeah, so that's bad. So that's why a brain scan's important. Take your fish oil. Everyone's been telling you to take your stupid fish oil. It's good for you. It's good for your kids. Sure, it gives you the fish burps.
A deficit in the right frontal cortex is what I was trying to say that I couldn't get the word. I couldn't spit them out.
I think maybe you need to take some more fish oil and develop your frontal lobe a little bit more. That was some awesome information. Thanks for that. When we come back, we're going to take a little stroll down memory lane. We've got the top 10 food fads of 2013, remembering the cronut and other pointless food made by Total Dim Bulbs, next on Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa, hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. And with me in studio is a man who once got tricked into eating balut, right here, live on the show, the partial to peer pressure, Chef Marcus.
Hi, everybody.
And starting from the bottom of the list of the top 10 crazy food fads of 2013, ringing in at number 10, it's cupcakes. The fluffy, topped, icing-y, giant, softball-sized lumps of flavored lard sitting atop bone-dry, artificially sweet, simple carb-fest dough balls. And, of course, the people willing to sign five-year leases based on a pastry with an average profit of less than a dollar. That's a lot of cupcakes every month, just like the frozen low-fat yogurt places and then the full-fat ice cream places by contrast. What do you think of cupcakes?
I went to a beer and cupcake pairing. So they made cupcakes with beer and had beer. I was really excited.
Yeah. How'd that go?
They're dry.
Kind of weird, right?
Tacky. They make you want to drink, and they only serve beer. So you
walk
out
there.
Oh, it's
like eating peanuts or pretzels at a bar. It's dry. Makes it supposed to be dry. You're just supposed to eat it and then
barely
be parched.
Barely any icing. And it was thick ganache. So it wasn't really icing. Icing was like chocolate on top there or just thick. I mean, it sounds great, but really it just made you want to drink.
I have a question.
Yes.
If everyone would just admit that really the only reason they like cupcakes is to get to that giant wad of icing on the top, mm-hmm. if they could get to the point where they would admit that, why don't they just open up an icing shop and just sell the stupid icing?
There are a lot of bakeries now that do sell icing shots.
Icing shots?
Yes.
It's just a little cup of icing?
Boom, yeah.
Okay, well, that's basically the solution. That's exactly. Going to be the next big trend of 2014.
There we
is
go.
Is that the places that will... they're icing stores, they're going to also have cool little names like where you have like cupcakes squared, you know, and you have little D cakes and then you have the sprinkles and then you have something just called apostrophe cakes,
yeah,
you know, and you got all the cute little
icing pops is coming up next.
Icing pops.
They just put icing on the stick.
Icing pops. And then here's an idea for all those little entrepreneurial lemming types out there is that, you know, the push pops.
Yes.
Fill them with icing.
Mm.
You don't even need a spoon. You can push the icing up to mouth level and then apply your face directly to the little cup full of lard.
Yeah.
You can eat that while walking down the street, just like you could possibly eat a cupcake.
My stomach hurts.
Now you don't need the irritating little calorie light cupcake, the cakey part. You don't need that.
Yeah,
you don't need it at all.
They're all gluten-free, so don't even worry about it. You... supposed gluten intolerance.
That's a good way to go gluten-free and not lose any weight.
There you go.
It's a diet breakthrough. Number 9 on our food fad list of 2013, number 9 is yogurt. Specifically, the self-serve low-fat frozen kind, where they tell you all kinds of health benefits and advantages of eating yogurt with live cultures and healthy bacteria and stuff can ease digestion and make you live longer and blah, blah, blah. It only works in regular yogurt, folks, and it's only not fattening if you don't cover it with piles of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Or eat it by the bucket. Have you seen those things?
I've seen those things.
It's huge. I was like, who's going to eat that much yogurt? That's nuts.
Because they don't serve you anymore. You serve yourself.
So, of course, you're not going to stop where the top
now,
is.
Now you are in charge
of
the portioning, and there's one size of cup, and that size is gargantuan.
Yeah.
So now you're going to take this huge cup. Are you going to fill it a quarter of the way?
No, you're going to overfill
it.
you're going to fill like a Frosty's ice cream cone with a peak as high as you can.
Because you think you're going to make it home in 10 minutes and you can stick it in the freezer and save some for later.
Yeah.
You can't. No,
you can't.
This is ice cream.
It is ice cream. People. You lose all the live active cultures. All that's gone.
They're in there, but they're dead.
They're dead.
What good are they going to do you if you're dead?
They might be slightly probiotic, but that's it.
Not really. I mean, it's not really going to do anything for you. It's 100% sugar. It has the consistency and kind of tart flavor, which, of course, has been added artificially, of sugar. It's just a big pile of soft serve ice cream. Just that's a fact of it. Admit that to yourself, at least, folks. You are not doing yourself a healthy favor by going into these yogurt places, and that's why they're number 9. Number 8 on our list is carbs, or more specifically, the absence of them. People have been so afraid of carbs. And why? There were some doctors and nutritionists that said some things on some shows and wrote some books about how too many carbs can make you bigger, and if you avoid them, you will lose weight. The truth is, folks, that if you avoid any kind of calories and cut those out of your diet, you will lose weight. Avoiding carbs and being on a fad diet is one thing. Heck, I've done it myself here and there. But here's the problem with that particular diet. Firstly, your brain needs carbs. It's your brain's favorite food. So avoiding carbs, bottom line, makes your brain function less well, which tends to make you act kind of dumb.
Yeah, everybody knows milk, banana, and honey are all brain foods, and they're all high in carbs.
And secondly, and possibly worstly, in this host's opinion, is the bunless burgers that came from this fad. Sure, be on a diet, but don't embarrass yourselves and everyone you're with by eating a cheeseburger wrapped in lettuce.
Hi, I'd like your cheeseburger salad, please. That's just silly. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about meat salads later in the show, and a burger wrapped in lettuce is not one of them.
No.
Can you survive, really, on a carb-free diet? Can you try? How long can you go? You can have, like, a bag of peanuts for lunch.
That's bad for your liver. That you will feel that after a while.
Now, the long-term study of this is, like, people, you know, they track you for a year.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, sure, you can track something's lifespan if you do that study on a rat.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't really track a person's lifespan. So what happens is after a year, people go on Atkins for a year, and so they avoid all carbs for a year. I never would have made it a year. My body would have rebelled, and I would have dropped dead.
Yeah.
But then other people who are just on a calorie-restricted diet for a year, the people on the Atkins diet lost weight quicker.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Water weight.
Right. They lost weight quicker. The people on the calorie-restricted diet lost weight more slowly and steadily, which I'm pretty sure everyone, nutritionist, will agree that that's the healthier way to do it.
Exactly.
And it also makes your skin sag less. That's always nice. So you can maintain a bit of a tight appearance. That's always kind of good. You don't look like a sack walking around. But at the end of a year, both parties lost the same amount of weight.
Oh.
Yeah, but more people were likely to fall off the Atkins wagon.
Well, of course.
Because it's more strict.
Yeah.
It's a more horrifying lean diet. I mean, you crave carbs.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Damaging to you.
And you can never satisfy your craving, whereas in just a calorie-restricted diet, you can satisfy a craving. You can have a small amount of that thing.
Yeah.
That you like. Exactly. You can have a small piece of cake. You can have a little piece of fudge every now and then. But at the end of the year, fewer people were able to stay on the Atkins diet. Too restrictive. Too rough, too tough. People like to reward themselves when they have a crappy day. Mm-hmm. You can't do that on Atkins. You can't. You're miserable all the time. Your brain will get less healthy. I'm pretty sure it actually makes you more dumb, that diet. So I don't endorse that diet at all.
No, not at all.
I think I was able to pull it off for like 2 hours.
I think the American people are dumb enough. I think they should avoid that diet altogether.
And have more fish oil.
There we go.
Which is thankfully free of carbs.
There you go.
Number 7 on our crazy food fad list. Bacon. Bacon here, bacon there, bacon everywhere. Bacon has been enjoying mega fame of Amy Winehouse proportions, weird, baked, and center stage, just like the singer. We stuffed ourselves full of candied bacon and bacon desserts and things wrapped in bacon and bacon powder and everything bacon till people got a little bit sick of it and the trend finally died off, just like the singer. Now, you have made it very clear that you've been sick of bacon for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. It's just the easy way out. It's, I'm just tired of bacon being overused. People weaving bacon into making taco shells. Well, no, actually, that's kind of cool.
Actually, that is kind of cool.
But, you know, they're just using, like, I saw a post somewhere, someone saying bacon is the chef's duct tape. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. You just stick it on everything and make it better. I'm tired of that.
Well, sure, but you know, I've had it in ice cream and it was still pretty good.
I had it in vodka and it was horrible.
Okay, that's true. But if you put that vodka in a Bloody Mary, which I've done, and I've done repeatedly, possibly even this morning before I came in, and it makes a really good Bloody Mary.
Okay.
It really does. It's tasty. You've had it. You've had a bacon Bloody Mary.
No, I've had a bacon white chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's when we were mixing liqueurs.
Yeah, that's
at the office.
Yeah.
You know,
our job is tough.
I think maybe people are starting to think that we might be sort of alkies.
Maybe.
Just a little. We may be over imbibe on occasion. But, you know, we're food people and those things have flavors. So we think of them as inspiration.
Exactly.
And use the company credit card to pay for it because it's a write off. Right? Right?
Yeah. Research and development, of course.
My accountant listening. Number six on our list is spherification. Everything in little balls. Silly. Really, really silly. Put those kind of things in front of a kid and they'll just shove it up their nose. And that would mark the end of that particular food trend. Have you ever spherified anything?
No. I've wanted to, though. I've seen spherified chocolate.
They have whole kits for this.
Yeah, they have
kits. You can buy spherification kits. If you're at home, folks, if you're feeling kind of like a little bit of molecular gastronomist is burgeoning inside of you and it wants to spherify things,
yep.
You can get a spherification kit.
Yay.
It's a little molecular gastronomy kit. I think that molecular gastronomy is stupid.
It's just a new way to play with your food.
New way to play with your food.
I think it brought to light some things that people were missing. But overall, I'm glad the trend is coming to an end.
Yeah. Yeah. Like all the other Al stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, bacon, even Claire is getting a little bit tired of all the bacon everywhere. And that being said, I'm sort of, now that we're talking about it, I'm going to be in the mood for a BLT for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to figure out how to make that happen.
Hopefully
it has little spherified little spherified balls in it. Maybe little sphericated balls of cheese.
Put that
in there and then wrap it in lettuce so that I don't have to have carbs with my sandwich. Lame. Really, really lame. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, more fun, fabulous, and freaky food trends of 2013. You won't want to miss this tribute to all things foodie. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. CharlesCole.com.
Claire Katz. And now we continue our quest for the ultimate in food craziness. It's the top food fads of 2013. Of course, a trend, as we know, is something that's very popular for a short time until people figure out that it's stupid and or pointless, which defines many things in our industry. And Marcus and I have eaten all of them, including balut.
That was a trend?
Well, one of us has. Yeah, that was just mean. We've gone over some of the big ones today, cupcakes and frozen yogurt and fatkins and bacon and the completely silly practice of turning perfectly good food into little balls. The next freaky food fad of 2013 is right now. Number 5, deep frying everything. The opposite of health food slash yogurt slash no carb slash diety type culture we have. And that's how you know it's a fad.
Yep.
Any extreme, no matter how tasty, will not last, whether it's too healthy or too unhealthy, but all those deep-fried Oreos and Twinkies helped boost the economy for a little while, so more power to the fryer. But once we start deep-frying our vegetables, that's the beginning of the end, or the opening of a TGI Fridays. What have you been deep-frying?
Well, I tried the deep-fried butter at the fair, and that was one of the most horrible experiences.
Like, no, that's the one that I didn't try.
Good.
I had the 10-pound rib.
10-pound rib?
It was like a brontosaurus rib. It was this giant, well, maybe it was 5 pounds. It was really heavy, really? But I mean, it was like huge. And it was given to me in a giant plastic trash bag. And then, of course, you're shepherded over to these picnic tables where you then are given some sauces.
Uh-huh.
So you are completely covered with sauce and meat, and you're never getting this stuff out of your teeth. But it was actually pretty good. This rib. And of course I washed it down with the bacon infused root beer, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
That was, I can admit that. That was a huge mistake. But we had some really interesting deep fried stuff.
Yeah.
At the fair.
My brain.
Deep fried artichoke hearts and deep fried pickles. Deep fried pickles are actually very, very good.
That's just too salty for me. I love the deep fried blue beans now, the string beans.
They have those at TGI Fridays.
Yeah, and
they do.
At Smashburger.
It's a great way to have like a vegetable and make it really bad for you.
Get your kids to eat it. But no, it's still like raw.
I don't want to get my kids to eat that. That's just, that's wrong.
Better than french fries.
It's almost like teaching them something wrong. I feel like a bad parent. What was he with the coughing? Unbelievable. For weeks now. I think you need to take more fish oil.
Maybe I should take more
fish oil. Possibly eat more bacon.
Bacon, fish oil.
Number 4 on our list. Fondue. Do you know what fondue is? You know what fondue is. There's lots of different kinds of fondue. It's chocolate fondue. There's cheese fondue, which came out before the chocolate fondue. And then there's this thing where you pay to go sit in a restaurant and cook your own food in a little pot of hot oil or broth, which was recently brought to this country. It's a Swiss thing.
Melting pot.
I believe. Called. Yeah, they got melting pot. They got their fondue.
One of my favorite places to go for dessert.
Another one called on a stick or something.
On a stick.
On a stick. I've been there.
Mm.
I've dunked that. Would someone please think of a new theme for a restaurant? I'm real sick and tired of seeing the fondue places. Mm. Yeah, there's only so many things that you can dunk in chocolate.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that. Number 3, acai.
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 I hate this acai.
Why do you hate acai?
Acai is just a fat berry. A berry with fat in it. That's all it is. Eat some berries. Have an avocado. That's what acai is giving you. Nothing more. It's not going to cure your cancer. It's not going to make you live longer. It's not going to take away your arthritis. It's juice. Half the nutrients are gone anyways. Just walk away from the acai berries. It's not going to change your life.
It's not a detox.
It's just going to suck your money.
It's not a detox. It's not a cleanse. No. It's not a diet.
And right now, if it doesn't say organic, it's full of GMOs anyways, which are full of pesticides. So
you're getting so you think you're getting a superfood, but you're getting it
you're getting a
modified.
Watered down byproduct.
That's doubly a waste of time.
Yeah.
We're going to say this one more time, folks. It's not a superfood.
No.
It's a berry. It's like chowing down on grapes and expecting to become thinner, prettier, younger, and smarter.
Sure, if that's the only thing you eat and you watch the calorie count, possibly, but that's not healthy.
Juice, sounds like a new Atkins.
Diets are horrible for you.
One thing that this fad does do, it proves that you're stupid. Number two on our crazy list is umami.
Umami.
Not your mommy. Not my mommy. Umami.
Umami.
Umami. This one was interesting. The fifth kind of taste.
Now, you've all tasted with your umami taste bud. Everybody has used it.
You just weren't aware of it. Or at least you didn't know how to define it. It was like
name it.
When you're eating something savory or rich, it has a nice, rich, savory, full mouth feel.
So if you ever had meat, butter, or yes, cheese, you've used your umami taste bud.
Or ground up anchovies.
Yeah. Ground up anchovies. Caramelized tomatoes. You've used it. So when you have this umami powder and you're like, oh, cool, I'm going to experience this new flavor. No.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You've it's going to be familiar. The reason it's going to be familiar is because you've tasted
now.
This before.
It's like if we never named the color blue and someone said, have you seen blue?
Exist.
Well, yeah, when I look up,
blue
it's
is
blue.
New. No, it's not. It's always been there. You just didn't know what to call it.
You didn't know what to call it.
So they made a powder. They made a paste. They put it in tubes. We got that stuff. We put it everywhere for like a week to see if the claims were true that it improves the depth and richness and overall taste of everything you put it on. Unfortunately, it adds a very specific particular flavor because it has specific particular ingredients in it. And those are the ingredients you're going to taste. That flavor tends to get old fast.
Yes.
So then we give it up and go back to our first love that never disappoints us, salt. Right?
Yeah.
We put that stuff in omelets, in potatoes, mashed potatoes.
I sprinkled some of the umami with some pineapple. I tried some with a little...
It's got tomatoes and anchovy paste and garlic and mushroom, porcini mushroom powder in there. How did that taste on pineapple?
It wasn't that weird because I've had like kebabs and stuff with pineapple. So it definitely makes it seem more
like mixing the meat with the pineapple. So it's got the taste of a pineapple sirloin kebab, basically.
Basically. Mm. But not as impressive. Like,
and
you know,
based
really
on the ingredients,
one.
I wouldn't want to put that on ice cream.
No.
That'd be weird. I mean, that's like one of the few things that really does it. Bacon even goes on ice cream. This stuff does not go on ice cream. I just wouldn't put it there. Save your money. Mm-hmm. Don't get it. It had its thing.
Yeah.
It came up in 2013.
Yeah.
And it died. In 2013, someone made $50 on it at some point during the year. Hopefully they made a little bit more than that. Actually, I think they probably just made $50 just on me, you know, but I'm glad I tried it. And like every other food fad in 2013, we're over it.
Yeah.
Don't get it in 2014. You're going to be proving that you're a fool.
I actually thought of a new one that goes along with that is sriracha aioli.
I do like sriracha aioli.
Well, sriracha is like discontinued. So
no, it's not.
Well, the factories aren't producing any right now.
They're just moving because they had to, because their factory was too stinky and they were upsetting the residents that live nearby. But that doesn't mean that the
right
product
now,
is bad. That means people are sissies.
Freaking out.
Plug your nose and just live with it. Sriracha is fabulous. They're not going out of business. They're just relocating.
I was wondering. People were telling me
you can't just complain about a business and then they're just not going to turn tail and shut down.
Well, no, because like
people are like, oh my God, like all the restaurants, they're going out of business. I'm like, what?
No, this is like someone said that gas is reserves are low and it's going to be $5 a gallon. And then everyone went, you know, parking around the block waiting to pay $4 a gallon. And then what happened? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Did gas ever hit $5 a gallon? No, it did not.
No. Nope.
It didn't. All those people that felt it was a marketing scam. It was a ploy. For all I know, these Sriracha people went out of their way to create this upset in the neighboring village so that they could get all of this extra publicity. And now people are actually flipping out. Who is benefiting from this? The Sriracha people are benefiting from this because every bottle of Sriracha is disappearing off the shelves. People are buying it up. Good move, guys.
Yep.
That was great. You created your own media buzz. I'm proud of you. Now you're using your noodle. That's great. Don't just be a weird little product on the shelf that sometimes people buy and sometimes people don't. Get yourself kicked out of a city, and that's all the press you'll ever need.
Yay.
Number one, the Cronut.
Cronut.
The Cronut. Da, 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 the overall winner. And number one, I'm happy to say, freaky, dumb, and silly food trend of 2013. Congratulations, guy whose name everyone's already forgotten. A weird hybrid of a croissant and a donut that takes 2 days to make, created lines around many blocks, and costs $5 to buy because he just couldn't afford to sell it for any less.
He could only buy two a person.
Two a person, yeah.
You can't buy a dozen.
You know what? Can't limit it. You can't limit people's purchases. You just can't. I made something better. I made the croissuffle. Crush a Pillsbury crescent dough ball into a waffle iron and blammo. Croissuffle. Quicker, tastier, and cheaper. He made his cronut in 2 days. I made a croissuffle in 2 minutes. And you can put maple syrup on it.
Mm.
What's the cronut guy doing now? I hear he's working on a pizzaco. It's a cross between a pizza and a taco.
I'm going to give him my money.
Well, I hope he's got plans for a secondary career because that cronut
genius.
Thing.
It, if he's it not making that, I'm going to get a food cart now. And sell that before he does.
Well, he figured he would experience lifelong fame and a reality show and have a food truck and travel the world and have camera people following him to the rest of his days. Well, there's a reason they call it 15 minutes of fame for a reason. I think he had 45, though. That's pretty good. Not really. So he maybe has a kind of a career to fall back on. Maybe. I don't know. As a guy who works for a food truck.
There we go.
I don't know. I've already forgotten his name.
Yeah.
Someone out there remembers his name, and you know who that person is? That guy.
That guy.
That's the guy who remembers that guy's name.
His mom.
Yeah, I hope he froze a bunch of those cronuts and saves them for later. Maybe he can sell them in 50 years as little bits of history.
Retro cronut.
We'll call it a retro nut. There was the high-end dining trend of raw meat, but that one ended when Lady Gaga wore it on stage. That actually made it seem creepy. Yeah. That's enough to turn me vegan. Almost. Not really. She makes Bjork look like the picture of mental health. Coming up next, it's meat salads. What would be perfectly healthy piles of leafy greens, but instead their main component is meat. We're returning to our roots, the caveman kind. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. And now, forget lettuce and spinach and arugula. Oh, my. My favorite salads are of the meat variety. In fact, the word steak salad gets me all happy inside. Our favorite meat salads is right now. Now, a meat salad, or a salad that has some animal component, including an egg or kind of cheese, I guess, would qualify as like a meat component.
Yeah. Egg, definitely.
So what are some of the quickest, easiest, and most delicious ways to make a salad bad for you?
Oh, bacon fat. A Lauren salad is frisée lettuce. You toss that with bacon fat and any type of vinegar you want, preferably balsamic, chunks of bacon, and a poached egg on top, and you're done.
No lettuce.
No, it has frisée.
Okay, but a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Just when you put parsley on a steak.
Just enough to hold the egg so it doesn't fall on the plate.
And oh, that's brilliant.
Something to dip the yolk in and you use.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I want one.
That's great. It's
I want wonderful. One for lunch. Right now.
Right now.
I know even more than a BLT. Yeah, that one bumps bacon right off of its pedestal. I mean, that sounds really, really good. And then there's the egg salads.
Oh,
where,
yeah. Egg
where you can salad. Put a poached egg on salad and it creates its kind of its own condiment,
exactly.
Basically, as all the runny yolk and everyone's favorite pre-developed chicken, would-be chicken.
Yeah.
You can also fully hard-boil those eggs.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen that. Like,
yeah, everyone's seen egg salad.
Cobb salad.
They're really good. And you can slice them, you can dice them, you can crush them, mix them with mayonnaise, which is basically made out of more egg.
Yeah.
So you can mix crushed eggs with more eggs.
More eggs.
And then you make egg salad.
Don't forget a pinch of paprika for
color.
Then
you put it in egg bread.
put it in egg bread.
And then you've got an egg-eggy salad made of eggs on egg bread.
Egg bread, so it's a...
That sounds good, too. That sounds good, too. Don't mess that up by putting lettuce in there.
No.
No, it's an egg salad. It's a meaty salad. You know, you don't want to screw that up by putting in greens. You can get greens any other time.
Yep.
This is not the time to eat those greens.
All right, here's another good one, the niçoise salad. So it's seared tuna, niçoise olives, capers, I think some sort of green in there just to hold everything up. Tomatoes. And
olives are green.
Well, no, black olive. No, niçoise olives are black. And that's why they get.
Oh, well, then you're not getting any green.
No.
Who needs green anyway? Green's overrated.
What's the other one? Oh, no, it's on a caponade. So it's on fried eggplant and celery.
Oh, the celery is green.
Celery is green.
Well, take the celery out of there and you got me.
There you go. We got the chicken salad. Everybody loves a good chicken salad. Again, using eggs, which is baby chickens, and then chicken, which is mama chickens.
Right.
You're destroying them and mixing them all up together.
Yeah, putting the whole family in
putting
there.
The whole family in there. A little veggies if you want color.
See, that was there's no one afterward to hunt you down.
No.
And you want to kill the relatives too.
This is always served with lettuce, so I think it's a salad. Beef tartare, steak tartare. I've always seen that on a bed of something.
It's okay. You can serve that one on a bed of greens. You know why? Because it's a giant lump of raw cow.
And raw egg. Yeah, all chopped
perfect.
Up.
Perfect.
Capers.
Actually,
boom,
very delicious.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And a carpaccio. It's served as a starter course. And there's usually a little bit of greens, sometimes arugula, sometimes a little bit of some stuff in there.
Fried capers. It's great.
Okay, if you fry a green vegetable, does that count?
If only one is color, then yeah. I mean, for these meat salads, it makes it even better if you don't have a fresh
It's green. It's still green.
It's still green.
You're not frying out the green. Mm-hmm. It's still in there. So you want it's going to be crispy.
Yeah.
A lot tastier.
Yeah,
if you fry frisée or arugula or any kind of salad green, even watercress, throw that in there, and it's going to be just woo. Like, you ever had deep fried spinach?
No.
Deep fried spinach leaves.
I bet it tastes like nothing, except
for actually,
the salt.
It does taste a lot like nothing, but but then you toss them in salt.
Yeah, I've had deep fried basil, and again, it's beautiful. It's crystal clear.
Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely
but it
gorgeous.
Like nothing.
Well, anything that was good in that stuff has been killed off.
Yeah, so
you don't have to worry about it.
So if you want to do something fun, get some good olive oil, fry your basil in it, and all that basil flavor will be in your oil, and use that as a dressing on your salad.
Putting greens on my perfectly good pile of raw meat salad.
Ungawa.
Thanks, Marcus, for that stirring report. makes me want to eat raw meat,
mm-hmm.
And also kind of makes me feel like I got a rant coming on.
And now for your moment of clarification.
More than someone's clothes or car, their hairstyle, or even the look on their face, the easiest way to make an assumption, usually a correct one, is someone's tattoos. If you're meeting someone for the first time and you see a weird tattoo, it kind of changes the way you hear everything they say. A comment like, "I like competitive sports," sounds like, "I participate in wet t-shirt contests." Or they say, "I love the outdoors," and you hear, "I ski naked while doing shots." When a guy sees a pretty woman at a bar, he thinks, "I'll never get her home. She's way out of my league." But when he spots her tattooed ankle, he relaxes and walks on up to her because, I'm just going to say it, tattoos make a woman look trashy. One can also make several more assumptions based on the location of the tattoos. For example, a lower back tattoo on a girl is called a tramp stamp for a reason. An ankle or foot tattoo says, "I was too chicken to get a tramp stamp," and a thigh tattoo screams, "I have hepatitis C." You'll almost certainly get written off immediately by showing your tattoos during a job interview, and a good way to make sure you never have a career at all is to have groups of them spreading out across your neck. You know how you try to make conversation with these tattooed folks in line somewhere and you always ask them what their tattoos mean? And you giggle, no matter how stupid it is. You're really saying, "I'm a little scared of you, and I'm pretending to be nice so you won't rob me." You'd never let these people watch your kids. An au pair covered in tats? Not a chance. On the bright side, you inked individuals could have a very lucrative future as a circus freak. But it generally means sleeping with nothing but smelly livestock. Or you could be a bartender, which generally also means you're sleeping with nothing but smelly livestock. And have you ever seen an old person with a tattoo? This is a huge part of the reason people think you're an idiot for getting one. Sure, you love Pikachu. Who doesn't? But that doesn't mean you're still going to be psyched to see the little guy when it's an amorphous yellow schmear screaming to the world that you used to be a real dumbass. And the big bold scorpion on your back? Now it looks like a huge melanoma. Did you ever think that sexy tattoo of a girl in a bikini would gain weight as you did? Now everyone thinks you like fat girls. And that beautiful mermaid now looks like a huge tuna. When you get a tattoo, you're telling the world, "Don't hire me, don't date me, and don't loan me money." Interestingly enough, and more evidence that this is a reliable way to identify those whose frontal lobes aren't working, the only people who ever get the tattoos are those who cannot afford their removal. At least the men with tattoos seem a lot more interested in the women with the tattoos, so at least they can get together and have children that they can be wholly confident the world will look down on. And for his 16th birthday, they can give him the gifts that keep on giving. Bad relationships and unemployment. Happy birthday, kid. Tune in to Food Fight next week for a special commercial-free episode of Food Fight featuring all our favorite moments of 2013. You won't want to miss this one. This is Claire Katz reminding you that it's never too cold for ice cream.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Franvest International, Inc.